The state plans to distribute 25,000 test kits to facilities for the first round of testing. Staff will receive nasal swab tests, while residents will get rapid antibody blood tests, followed by the more sensitive nasal swab tests for those who initially test negative. Facility staff will administer the tests. Cheryl Hikes of the Delaware Healthcare Facilities Association says the industry has been asking for this type of testing to identify asymptomatic cases, but she says 100% implementation will be a challenge.
Some of the individuals, particularly those in a dementia unit, this is not an easy thing to explain. Or when you do large groups of people at one time, there's, you know, sometimes some difficulty in implementation. And if you have asymptomatic staff and then they end up testing positive and you have to keep them out of work for a long period of time, it's difficult to find staff to replace them. So we may need to do that in waves.
As of Friday, nearly two-thirds of all virus-related deaths statewide were long-term care residents. The state has released the names of 18 facilities with multiple virus-related deaths. Genesis Healthcare's Milford Center tops the list with 30 fatalities as of Friday. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.